to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
I think they're making a mistake. I don't think they understand the market, or they're just demagoguing. If they understand the market, they're just demagoguing the issue, because I think they're taking him way out of context, and reorganization is a proper function in a free market. So I think this is just typical politics, and it's I think they're unfairly attacking him on that issue.
Unfairly attacking Romney.
On that, because he never really literally said what they're saying he said. They're taking him way out of context.
There's Ron Paul, came in second in the New Hampshire primary, speaking out against the other candidates who are attacking Mitt Romney. The comment you remember from earlier about firing people, and if you do look at the context of this, Ron Paul is 100% correct. So there's that. There is the finish, Mitt Romney winning the New Hampshire primary, the second state in a row that he has carried in his campaign. The 2012 Republican presidential nomination is what this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show is all about. Inviting your calls and comments, as usual, at 800-510-8255. And to speak to what Ron Paul has said, interesting how there's a headline that I saw yesterday morning about this time from Manchester's newspaper, suggesting that in the news tracking poll, Mitt Romney's numbers have been on a steady decrease over the past week. He won, and he won pretty handily, in essence. New Hampshire presidential race, what you're thinking, 800-510-8255. The question of Doug Steffen, you go to Facebook, it's facebook.com/Good Day Show. Do you like the primary system, or should we change it so that we all can vote the same day? That's an issue in all of this. Certainly talking about Mitt Romney and John Huntsman and Newt Gingrich. By the way, this is the way, this is the order in which they came in. Paul, I said, was second. Romney had 40% of the vote, which was exactly what he had on Sunday. So the polls have brought him down to 33%. Obviously, let's be nice and say they were flawed. How's that? Meanwhile, Huntsman was third. I don't know if that's any surprise or not. Newt Gingrich was fourth. Rick Santorum was fifth. Rick Perry, who didn't spend any time in New Hampshire anyway, was sixth. So that's the way it shakes out about the candidates, the conversation. That's what we're here to do over the next hour or two, depending on how long you can stick around. Help yourself. Again, 800-510-8255. Start to finish victory for Romney in New Hampshire. Here he thanks his supporters and his family and then sets his sights on the president.
This state has always been a very special place for our family. Anne and I have made a home here. We filled it with great memories of our children, our grandchildren. The Granite State moment we've just enjoyed is one we will always remember. And I have my five sons behind me and our daughters-in-law and grandkids somewhere around here. Where are they? They're right behind us. It's great to have family here. You know, tonight we celebrate. Tomorrow we go back to work. We do remember when Barack Obama came to New Hampshire 4 years ago. He promised to bring people together. He promised to change the broken system in Washington. He promised to improve our nation. Those were the days of lofty promises made by a hopeful candidate. Today, we're faced with the disappointing record of a failed president. The last 3 years have held a lot of change, but they haven't offered much hope. The middle class has been crushed. Nearly 24 million of our fellow Americans are still out of work, struggling to find work, or have stopped looking. The median income in America has dropped 10% in the last 4 years, and soldiers returning home from the front lines are waiting now in unemployment lines. Our debt's too high, and opportunities are too few. And this president wakes up every morning, looks out across America, and is proud to announce it could be worse. It could be worse? That is not what it means to be an American. It could be worse. Of course not. What defines us as Americans is our unwavering conviction that we know it must be better and it will be better. Yeah. conviction. That conviction guides our campaign. It's rallied millions of Americans in every corner of this country to our cause. Over the last 6 months, I've listened to anxious voices in town halls and town meetings, visited with students and soldiers, in break rooms and living rooms. I've heard stories of families getting by on less, of carefully planned retirements, now replaced with jobs at minimum wage. But even now, amidst the worst recovery since the Great Depression, I've rarely heard any speech of hopelessness. Americans know that our future is brighter and better than these troubled times. We still believe in the hope, the promise, and the dream of America. We still believe in that shining city on a hill. We know that the future of this country is better than 8 or 9% unemployment. It's better than $15 trillion in debt. It's better than the misguided policies and broken promises of the last 3 years and the failed leadership of one man. The president has run out of ideas. Now he's running out of excuses.
All right, so there's Mitt Romney, who won handily 40% of the vote in New Hampshire. What say you on that? 800-510-8255. I'm going to follow what a lot of the other folks who are involved had to say, from Ron Paul to John Huntsman to Newt Gingrich to Rick Santorum to the voices of all those who are involved. Interesting, 9 voters cast their first of thousands of votes in New Hampshire in Dixville Notch, which is the traditional place where voting starts. It's always, you hear these stories about, there are about 24 votes there, apparently. And on election day in November, that's where the news media starts. And this is one of the opportunities they have to go back and visit that place. Here's how it went in Dixville Notch yesterday. For the Republicans, Mitt Romney and John Huntsman tied, each scoring 2 votes. Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul tied for second with 1. President Obama had 3. So the headline reads, Obama wins in Dixville Notch. How do you figure that? When there were 9 votes cast, and then 6 of them were for Republicans and 3 of them were for President Obama. That's, yeah. If we had, like they do in many other countries, 4, 5, 6, 7 parties, maybe that's the way it would shake out. But in this circumstance, not sure about that logic and reasoning. At any rate, we'll talk a lot about logic, reasoning, et cetera, et cetera. More from Ron Paul coming up here on The Countdown as we review what happened in New Hampshire.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
If you're living with diabetes and have Medicare or private insurance, here are some great news. Call United States Medical Supply today, and we'll send you the smallest glucose meter in the world, absolutely free. So small, it fits right on the bottle of Strips. And if you call now, we'll also send you this stylish, full-featured meter at no charge. That's 2 free meters. You can keep one in your pocket and leave the other one at home.
You can even hook it up to your computer so your doctor can track your results.
United States Medical Supply also delivers prescription medication right to my door, so I don't have to go to the drugstore anymore.
Don't let diabetes get in the way of living. Give us a call today at United States Medical Supply and get the smallest meter in the world for free. Call today.
Call 1-800-897-8374. That's 1-800-897-8374. Call 1-800-897-8374 today.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
800-510-8255. Mitt Romney carried New Hampshire pretty much through the day. What say you about how things have shaped up? We have a poll focused on the New Hampshire primary at DougStephan.com as well today. Ron Paul talking about economic issues. His campaign has done a lot to bring those realities to the political debate.
I called Governor Romney a short while ago before he gave his talk and congratulate him because he certainly had a clear-cut victory, but we're nibbling at his heel. But there was another victory tonight. He had a victory, but we have had a victory for the cause of liberty tonight. There is no doubt that this whole effort that we are involved in will not go unnoticed. Let me tell you. I think the intellectual revolution that's going on now to restore liberty in this country is well on its way, and there's no way they're going to stop the momentum that we have started. And that is the victory that you have brought about because you have been the ones that have done the work. There's a lot of people here, but the ones across the country, it's the donors and the excitement on the campuses, it's just unbelievable. We don't always get the coverage or the interest shown on what is going on, because if they did, they wouldn't be ignoring so much of what we're doing. But, you know, I find it sort of fascinating when they finally get around, and this is different people. It could be in the media. It could be our opponents or whatever. But I sort of have to chuckle when they describe you and me as being dangerous. That's one thing, they are telling the truth, because we are dangerous to the status quo of this country. Remain a danger to the Federal Reserve System as well.
So there's Ron Paul talking about the support that he has, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, supporters of Paul, and others chanting, in this case it was, President Paul, President Paul. You like that? 800-510-8255 as we continue in this hour of the countdown.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstamp.com. AD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world. We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing, yes, along with an overview from each of the candidates that will be taking your calls at 800-510-8255. Some of the hosts of the TV programs and radio shows also involved. But I think first our job here is to listen to the people who were involved in this race. And in case you haven't heard, this is Romney's day, finishing first. Paul second, let's see here, John Huntsman third, Gingrich fourth, Santorum fifth, and Rick Perry virtually a no-show. So in terms of the third place, we've been talking a lot about Ron Paul and Mitt Romney. Here's John Huntsman talking about the need to put the country ahead of various political preferences.
We proved the point that this state wants its candidates to earn it the old-fashioned way. That's on the ground, handshake by handshake, conversation by conversation, vote by vote. We got it done, ladies and gentlemen.
Kenny,
you know what else we got done during this great 7 months where we've had at least 170 public events in this great state.
Okay.
170 public events. No one even came close. We had conversations about the importance of putting this country first, ladies and gentlemen. Because the people... Because the people of this great nation, the greatest nation that ever was, they are tired of being divided. They want leadership that will stand up and tell us all that first and foremost we need to come together as Americans in order to solve our problems. We need a president, ladies and gentlemen, who's going to stand up and say we have an economic deficit. It's called $15 trillion in debt. This isn't a debt problem. It is a national security problem, and we are not going to leave it to the next generation of Americans, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to stand up, and I want to square with the American people about this. Afghanistan is not our nation's future. And Iraq is not this nation's future. Our nation's future is how prepared we are to rise up as the American people and hit head-on the competitive challenges of the 21st century. You know what I'm talking about? And this is about economics. And this is about education. And this is going to play out over the Pacific Ocean with countries that I have lived in before. And all I can tell you tonight, without any hint of hyperbole, folks, if we don't get our act together at home, we will see the end of the American century by 2050, and we are not going to let that happen, are we?
John Huntsman and his focus, he and Mitt Romney and Ron Paul had the most support in Manchester, New Hampshire, for example, when the crowds were loudly asking, who's going to be the next president of the United States? The crowd shouting, Mitt Romney. Who's going to dismantle Obamacare? Mitt Romney. And then another group shouting, join the hunt, join the hunt, join the hunt. And then the Ron Paul supporters shouting, Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. So the crowd was at the polling station, and the police showed up and said there were too many people there. Anyway, they're all there, and it was interesting to watch some of this stuff if you did. You're watching it closely, paying close attention. Help yourself then with your comments and thoughts. We'll get to some calls in the next half hour of the countdown. 800-510-8255. The primary system, the focus here. 28 past the hour on today's countdown.
One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about something as important as your mortgage. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. It's a fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage, and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. Our 8-year fixed Yorgage can help. We keep your term short, and we lower your monthly payment. The rate today in an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Take a few minutes out of your busy day. Call Quicken Loans at 800-401-0027. That's 800-401-0027. Or go to quickenloans.com. The Quicken Loans Yorgage. Everything we do is engineered to amaze.
Individual results may vary. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
As a proud father of five daughters, I knew someday the wedding bells would be ringing, wringing my wallet dry. So in order to save some money, I decided that all of their special days would be on the same day.
I can't believe this.
Can't believe what? I've been engaged for 10 years waiting for you.
Only because you took the first one to come along.
Take that back. Justin's a good man.
Girls, this is no time to bicker. It's go time, ladies.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The polling stations are closed. The candidates have moved on. This is a review of what has happened in the last 24 hours in the state of New Hampshire with your calls coming up. Input from the candidates to be fair, and that's what this program aims at doing. This is a review of what's going on in talk radio around the country. And it's usually you got a 24-hour slant to it. The weekday program does, and the weekend show takes the top 10 items of the week and reviews them in a three-hour format. This program airs a couple of hours every day, and hopefully you have a chance to pick up on some of the nuance here. The idea is to present both sides, left and right, as we can from both television and radio, and then kind of mix it all up with thoughts that come in your email to Doug at DougStephan.com, or you follow us on Facebook. And then there is this need, I think, for all of us to hear what all of these people actually have said as a result of the finish. In case you didn't know what the finishing results were, Mitt Romney is first, Ron Paul second, John Huntsman was third, Newt Gingrich was fourth, Santorum was fifth, and Perry was sixth. So we've heard so far in this hour from Huntsman and from Ron Paul and from Mitt Romney. We have not heard from Newt Gingrich, but we'll remedy that right now. He talks after the election is over about the opportunity to unify the country.
This is step two of a long process. And having both been a historian and been active a long time, you learn certain things. So let me put in context where we are. We have an opportunity, I think, to unify the country around a message of jobs, economic growth, and very dramatic programs. That opportunity is to reach out to everybody of every background who would rather have paychecks than food stamps, to convince them that what Ronald Reagan did in the 1980s in creating millions of new jobs, what we did when I was speaker in the 1990s in creating millions of new jobs, can be done again. This campaign is going to go on to South Carolina. And we're going to offer the American people something very different. We're going to offer them an opportunity to participate in very dramatic, very fundamental change in Washington, D.C. And we're going to prove that I both understand the principles and I understand the practice. I learned a lot of those principles from Ronald Reagan and from Margaret Thatcher. I got to practice them as a junior congressman working with President Reagan. I got to practice them as speaker working with Bill Clinton. And I want to suggest to you, when Ronald Reagan was president, we had to find a way to get votes through the House despite the fact that Tip O'Neill was speaker. When I was speaker, we had to find a way to get bills signed despite the fact that Bill Clinton was president. I believe if we had a Republican House, a Republican Senate, and a Gingrich presidency, it would be amazing how much we could get done and how rapidly we could get it done.
Newt Gingrich, the opportunity is here. It's interesting, Todd Palin, husband of Sarah Palin, gave the thumbs up to Newt Gingrich. He announced the support yesterday at a Rotary Club meeting in Nashville where he was campaigning. He tweeted that he was honored to be endorsed by Todd Palin and then went on to talk about President Obama and his failures. He said, quote, "We need a bold Reagan conservative in the White House." But Gingrich didn't do well, fourth in New Hampshire. What does that say about him and his campaign? 800-510-8255. He said this is step two of the long process, going to go to the South, et cetera, et cetera. So if you're a big fan of his, then what's the scoop? 800-510-8255. All right, so we'll move on from Mr. Gingrich to Mr. Santorum, who talked about the importance of respecting the process after New Hampshire was over.
We came up here just about 10 days ago. The polls were having us about 1 or 2%. After Iowa, the most recent poll was 3%. We have, depending on your math, either 10 times, 5 times, or 3 times the where we started. And that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to respect the process here. We wanted to respect the fact that we were going to campaign in every single state, states that, you know, were good for us and states that may be a little tougher. When you're running in a state like New Hampshire that, you know, had a lot of folks here and spending a lot of time here and a lot of money, we knew it would be tough. But you know what? The message we had of going out and believing in the American people, believing that we needed to have opportunity, not just for some in America, but we needed someone who was going to go out and speak for all Americans to be able to have the opportunities to rise in society. And we took that message here to New Hampshire. We took it talking about our manufacturing plan, talking about what we're going to do to grow this economy. And we took it to talk about faith and family as the bedrock of our society. And by your work and the grassroots effort and the crowds that we had, we built this campaign here in New Hampshire in just a very short period of time. We didn't spend a lot of money, but we put a lot of effort into this, and we put our message out there. We came where the campaign was, and we delivered a message not just for New Hampshire, but we delivered a message for America, that we have a campaign here. Yeah. That we have a campaign that has a message and a messenger that can deliver what we need, which is first and foremost to defeat Barack Obama, number one.
All right, so there's Rick Santorum. There are a lot of people, and we'll get to this in a moment or two, because I want to get the MSNBC folks on here. They are on the left. Obviously, this primary brings us more to the right than it does to the middle. So get their thoughts, comments, if you will, and you can say what you want, throw rocks at the raid, whatever it is that you want to do. 800-510-8255. I said that our emphasis here is on presenting all sides of the picture, and their point of view is important to many people. One of the things that they, I don't know that they do here, they're focusing on reproductive rights, and that is an important wave of thought. New York Times carried an op-ed piece, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about how the Republicans are attacking reproductive rights. and it seems that they are in support of attacking women's reproductive rights. So between that and Newt Gingrich, are there going to be any women who vote for Republicans if, in fact, that idea grabs hold? What do you think? 800-510-8255. By the way, Rick Perry spent yesterday campaigning in South Carolina, issued this statement at the end of the night. The results in New Hampshire, quote, show the race for a conservative alternative to Mitt Romney remains wide open. I skipped New Hampshire and aimed my campaign right at the conservative South Carolina, where we've been campaigning hard, receiving an enthusiastic welcome. I believe being the only non-established outsider in the race, the proven fiscal and social conservative and proven job creator will win the day in South Carolina. You'll pardon me if I chuckle at that. Rick Perry will be finished after South Carolina, in my opinion. What about yours? 800-510-8255. So, we will not forget about the left. Rachel Maddow, Al Sharpton, Ed Schultz, and Joe Scarborough talk about the New Hampshire primary from the point of view, well, they're all hosts on MSNBC. Maddow, Sharpton, and Schultz are to the left, so that'll even out at least some of the rhetoric we've been hearing, and then we'll take your calls at 800-510-8255. Traveling down the primary road on the countdown at 17 before the hour.
We're all resolving to run our lives a little better. Why not start with making sure our vehicles run better, too?
The seasons have taken a toll on your car and your car battery. But Sears Auto Center, featuring diehard batteries, is here to help. Come in today and ask about a free battery check so you don't have to worry about getting stuck with a dead battery. Plus, save on all Michelin tires and get a $70 Sears Award card instantly when you buy four. So you can add another resolution to your list, saving some money. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. While card quantities last. In-store only. Ends 128. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Ooh, sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981. Don't wait. Call 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation. Whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Irritated, itchy skin? Winter means it's time for Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion. Dry, cracked skin? Get the quick fix. Chapped winter skin? Get the lasting fix. Gold Bond Anti-Itch Lotion with two proven itch fighters for relief that's fast and healing moisturizers for relief that lasts. Feel it working. Got a patchy skin itch or an eczema itch? Look for the Healing Seal. Gold Bond Medicated Anti-Itch Lotion. This winter, it's the quick fix for almost every itch. Find it in the first aid aisle. Use as directed.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits. Big deal is the the GOP presidential race and the primary in New Hampshire. From MSNBC, Rachel Maddow and Al Sharpton and Ed Schultz, along with Joe Scarborough, talk about the results of the primary.
Think about it. We have seen Ron Paul mount incredibly effective attacks against Gingrich and against Santorum when nobody else is bothering to do it against Santorum. We haven't seen him go after Romney.
Which is why I don't buy that he is the so-called left candidate in the race or the moderate that a lot say. He's defending Bain, he's defending Romney, and he's really become Romney's guy to attack the attackers from the right. Yeah. Though he is anti-war on foreign stuff, a lot of questions on where he is domestic and in this race. And I think that clearly now Romney is going to try to walk all the way to the nomination and probably will. But tonight, I say what I said before. The moderate, the potential moderate, would have been Huntsman. By him getting a low vote, it gives that moderate part of the Republican Party almost a death knell, because it won't pick up in South Carolina or Florida. But Ron Paul is respected by Romney and given a major play in Tampa. They will not have a voice there. And this Bain story and his quotes, even I'm corrected by my colleague Chris Matthews, even if he says, I wish I were able, I like to be able, which is not as bad as I like to, but it's still insensitive, is going to follow him because Gingrich is going to run it and ask. He's already put $1.6 million on the air in South Carolina.
So who becomes the anti-Romney candidate? Now, the patch in South Carolina, which is owned by Arianna Huffington, is reporting that Gingrich has reached out to Santorum to offer his endorsement if he drops out of the race, leaving no doubt that Santorum is becoming the clear anti-Romney. This is not likely to happen until after Newt loses South Carolina. So what we're seeing tonight with a poor finish by both Newt Gingrich and Santorum, there has to be a coalescing of the conservatives if they're going to mount a charge, and it's going to have to come pretty fast, I think, because this is a very strong showing by Mitt Romney.
And a strong showing by Ron Paul.
You know, it's it actually historically is not a strong showing by Mitt Romney, not a bit. The average winning percentage in the New Hampshire primary is 39.
Yes.
This is, if it stays where it is now, if it doesn't go up higher, John McCain won at 49 in 2000 and did not get the nomination. I mean, I can recite for you higher numbers. Hillary Clinton got 39 last time around. John Kerry got 38. Gary Hart got 37, and he's not from Massachusetts. So here you have the Massachusetts guy. Last time. Yeah, okay, but look at this is the Massachusetts guy, okay, who no one's discounting. I don't know why. I'm from Massachusetts. I'm the only one who's discounting his number. You've got to discount it by a minimum of 10. Then you have to look at the fraud in the campaign, the Republican fraud, which is the libertarian Ron Paul, who is not a candidate for president. Mm-hmm. He is not going to get the nomination. He is not going to be given a prominent speaking role at a Republican convention. They can't have a guy up there saying what he says. He is in there to push his ideas and for whatever individual reasons he has. So if you take Ron Paul out of this, and if you take out all those independent voters who went out there today for Ron Paul, what would have happened to Huntsman? Huntsman is the real second here. He came in the real second. He came in strong in that. And so if you look at these margins for the Massachusetts candidate who's running there for the second time, this is an unimpressive number.
All right, so that's Joe Scarborough with the usual news media spin, the arrogance of his rhetoric on Santorum. I'm sorry, of Ron Paul. If Santorum wins the Republican nomination, were that to come true and the so-called real conservatives win, you'll have Obama for another 4 years. You just don't get those people who are just all about the message with Santorum. He cannot win. He's a Neanderthal when it comes to social questions, never mind faith-based stuff. His views on, again, reproductive rights, he is not going to win. So, put that in your pipe and smoke it, and let's talk about it. Your call is coming up next on the countdown at 800-510-TALK.
Do Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Callers on the results in New Hampshire from yesterday. We'll start with Tony, who's listening to the countdown in Salt Lake City.
I'm a Mormon. I live in Utah. I would vote for Huntsman before I voted for Romney, but Ron Paul's the man. I don't see why the media is downplaying Ron Paul so much. At the same time, I'm disappointed in Obama, all the promises. There's so much out there that can be done for the people, and he's very capable of doing it. Ron Paul says, let's bring our military home. Let's build bases here. Let's rebuild the bases we closed. Why don't all these other runners suggest similar things? Everything's so shortcut and timid. It just is disappointing to me.
Well, sir, you are right as far as Ron Paul is concerned. Everybody keeps talking him down to their own dismay because this guy's not going away. He obviously holds sway as far as his opinions and his thoughts are concerned with a major portion, especially people who are under 30, where his roots are, his deep roots are with people who are young, who see the fallacy of the failed systems that have been put forth by politicians of both parties. So there's a lesson there. The news media and the arrogance of the people who have been around trying to protect their own turf are not seeing or not acknowledging. Here's Jeff in Minnesota next up with thoughts on the countdown.
It sounded like he was giving a victory speech, but I'd have to think that with all the time he spent in New Hampshire, he was really looking for at least a strong second place finish and not kind of a distant third place. And I guess I was just kind of happy to see him finish pretty low in New Hampshire. It reminded me of when Rudy Giuliani skipped the early primaries in 2008 and went right to Florida and didn't do so well there either. I like the fact that the candidates who seem to be in it for the long haul have to go to all the states and talk to all the people. And I don't think it's so much my nostalgia for retail politics as it is knowing that if one of these men is going to be our president, I'd like him to consider the views of all the people in America and not just the people of the states who he thinks can get him elected.
So there's Jeff talking about John Huntsman suggesting all the candidates ought to campaign in all the states. What do you think about that idea? 800 510-8255. Let's move to Pennsylvania, where Jackie has some thoughts about facts.
My most important issue is, you know, wages, and it seems none of the candidates wanted to address that. We send our jobs overseas, and now jobs, even though they are coming back, they're at lower wages. How do Americans compete with countries like China, although I do hear wages in India are going up? I also wanted to say these candidates are entitled to their opinions, but not the facts. Ron Paul stated that seniors on Social Security are struggling, are having a hard time, when that's not true. Seniors is one of the only segments of society that are not having trouble because they get Social Security. John Huntsman said we have some of the best universities in the country, but if they have their way, there'll be no Pell Grants, there'll be no assistance, low wages. Americans won't be able to send their children to college.
They will if they work for it, ma'am. Hand out, no. Hand up, yes. All right, that's the concept anyway. Here is Grady in Minnesota, and he's not apparently a big fan of Ron Paul's.
I wanted to voice a few concerns about the possibility of Ron Paul being elected as president. The first is his plan to eliminate the five departments of Interior, Energy, Commerce, Education, and HUD. Interior, I hear a lot of Ron Paul, a lot of criticisms about the United States and the way the government is being currently run. I hear a lot of symptoms, but I don't hear a lot of solutions. I'm not sure how exactly he plans on filling up the void with, say, in the department, eliminating the Department of Energy. What happens to our national parks? What happens to the NOAA? How is that going to affect tracking hurricanes, if you turn it over to the private sector or each individual state is responsible for that. Department of Energy is another story. The Atomic Energy Commission or the Atomic Energy Agency turning over the nuclear stockpiles, nuclear waste, power plants, and these kinds of things just being regulated by the states themselves. I shudder to think. I know a lot of states are having trouble just regulating their own policies. Here in Minnesota, we had a 14-day shutdown last year.
All right. So, sir, a lot of the things about Ron Paul have been overstated by the news media because they want to make sure he's not one of their players. But he is a player, and your comments are interesting, and certainly a lot of people will chew on them. It's not like they haven't been said or focused on before. That's it for this hour of the Countdown.
Hi there.